It's Friday, November 29th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. India's Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party is leading the persecution against the estimated 65 million Christians in the country of 1.4 billion people. New government measures this month in the former state of Jammu and Kashmir in northern India make it illegal for Christians to gather in groups of four or more, while Hindu extremists are increasing their personal attacks on Christians. Over the last 2 years, Christians in India suffered over 1,000 violent attacks in 24 out of the 29 states in the country. Plus, 100 church buildings were closed last year. Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." The number of evangelical Christians in the historically Roman Catholic country of Argentina nearly doubled over the last decade, from 9% in 2008 to 15.3% in 2019. That's according to the government's second national survey on beliefs and religious attitudes. Participation in Roman Catholicism has fallen from over 90% in the 1960s to 62.5% this year, while those who identify with no religion has increased from 10% in 2008 to 18.9% now. Evangelicals were most likely to attend church regularly and oppose the murder of unborn babies. President Donald Trump signed 2 bills into law on Wednesday supporting Hong Kong's democracy protests. The laws would protect Hong Kong's autonomy from China, ban the sale of munitions like tear gas to Hong Kong police, and threaten sanctions against China for human rights abuses. This follows a landslide victory by Hong Kong pro-democracy voters, taking 17 out of 18 district councils over the weekend. China warned of firm countermeasures to the new U.S. laws, but thousands of Hong Kong protesters participated in a Thanksgiving rally to give thanks for America's support. The New York Times surveyed 16 of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates, including Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Pete Buttigieg. The survey found they all agreed on codifying Roe v. Wade, repealing the Hyde Amendment, which bans federal funding of abortion in most cases, and preserving Planned Parenthood funding. Most candidates also agreed on forcing private insurers to cover contraception and/or abortion. Wisdom says in Proverbs 8, verse 36, "All those who hate me love death." The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced this week that new data shows 2016 had the lowest total abortion number, rate, and ratio to live births in the U.S. since the CDC began tracking them back in 1969. Based on 2016 data, the most recent year available, there were 623,471 abortions, a 2.3% decline from 2015. Over the same period, the abortion rate fell to 11.6 abortions per 1,000 women of reproductive age, and the ratio dropped to 186 abortions per 1,000 live births. Please pray for the complete end of this atrocity. Chick-fil-A's known support for organizations with anti-Christian values is growing after coming under fire for supporting the pro-abortion and pro-homosexual group Covenant House, as well as Navigator, Canada's leading homosexual lobbying firm. The 2017 IRS file showed that the ostensibly Christian fast food chain donated to the pro-abortion YWCA and Pace Center for Girls, as well as the pro-homosexual Chris 180 and Junior Achievement. Most shocking is Chick-fil-A's donation to the Southern Poverty Law Center, a group devoted to labeling Christian and conservative organizations as so-called hate groups, including Chick-fil-A. Sign the LifeSite News petition linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com, calling on Chick-fil-A to stand for Christian values. Proverbs 25, verse 26 says, "A righteous man who falters before the wicked is like a murky spring and a polluted well." An estimated 3,000 Christians live in the Middle Eastern country of Yemen, where it is an automatic death sentence just to mention that you are a Christian. How do Christians survive? Stay tuned for a Worldview special report. on how the kingdom of Jesus Christ is growing even in Yemen. And finally, three Baltimore men, Andrew Stewart, Alfred Chestnut, and Ransom Watkins, praised God after they were exonerated and released on Monday after serving 36 years in prison on murder charges. Findings of false witness testimony triggered the exoneration after Chestnut, age 52, had kept pushing for a review of the case. Stewart led Bible classes in prison, telling the Washington Post he told himself, quote, "If this is where God wants me to rest my head for the rest of my life, this is where I'm going to serve Jesus Christ for the rest of my life," end quote. Stewart and his mother praised God after the exoneration.
"I really don't have the words to say. I just thank God.
But this is the first time I have been able to hug my son in about 20-some years. This is wonderful. God bless. And God is good all the time. Not sometime, but all the time."
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 29th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. Yemen, the Middle Eastern country located south of Saudi Arabia with coastline along the Gulf of Aden, is one of the most difficult countries in which to be a Christian. And it's been in a state of constant unrest since 2014 when the civil war began. Claire Evans, Middle East Director for International Christian Concern, told The Worldview that Yemen has had a very rocky history of violence.
"The church is so far underground. Yemen is a country that's been defined by conflict for basically its entire existence as a modern nation state. It's extremely tribal, and that helps play into some of those conflicts that we see, which are ongoing. The conflict in Yemen, it's one of the worst in the world. We talk so much about Syria, that's always in the news, but when you look at the statistics for Yemen, the situation is far worse. I saw a report that just, you know, this year, well, since 2015 till the end of August, almost 4,000 kids have been killed because of the violence."
She said Yemen is very Islamic, which means it is not a friendly environment for Christians.
"Also hugely Islamic. When you just see the pictures and just meet people from Yemen, like the women are completely covered. It's driven by such a strict interpretation of Islam. And so that's kind of the negative environment space that Christianity exists in within Yemen. There's a war on all sides that are killing everyone and affecting everyone in a way that's the worst in the Middle East."
Evans said that all of these factors pushes the church underground. It must be secret.
"The tribal environment, the strict interpretation of Islam means that the church has to exist in secret. There's no other option. And if you let it become known that you're a Christian, then you're killed immediately. It's that desperate of a situation."
However, Evan said that there is good news for the church there.
"The good news is that there is a church in Yemen, which is really quite phenomenal when you think about how since the conflict started in 2015, there really hasn't been much going back and forth between Yemen and the outside world. So when you talk about Christianity in Yemen, you're really talking about an organic movement. It's something that's coming from the people. They've seen so much war, so much conflict. They've seen just how harsh Islam and tribalism can be. They're looking for answers. They're looking for peace. And on their own, they're finding Christianity. So we should be encouraged just because it is such an amazing thing when you see an organic movement towards Christianity."
Please pray for the church in Yemen as their country is under constant fire. Pray for peace, protection, and boldness in Christ Jesus to continue following the Savior. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.